A trip to Austin for Hopkins County took different messages to State Senator Bob Hall regarding Senate Bill 1158. County, school, and city were represented in the trip. Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Meredith Cadell said that she went to Austin to represent the businesses of the county. She said that should the Senate bill pass, the chamber will research the effect of the additional sales tax on local business.
I'm going to support what's in the best interest of the businesses of Hopkins County. If it's going to have a tremendous impact on them, then we won't be in favor of it. If it's not going to have a horrible impact on them and might benefit them, then the chamber's going to be behind that. But most of that research has not been done yet in order for us to really take a stance on what we believe is best for the businesses. But that's what it's all about as far as we're concerned right here is, you know, what's going to benefit the members of the chamber and businesses here in Hopkins County.
It's going to be rather difficult to find any research on this since this is kind of a new thing in Texas.
It is, but that's something that we'll have to do on our own. If we have to go out and do the research, I really don't think it'll be that difficult. If you're talking about property taxes going down, you can figure out real easily how much that's going to go down versus you could take a monthly budget and figure out how much it'll increase in sales tax. I mean, to me, it's fairly simple research. It just needs to be done. And so that's exactly what we will look to do. However, the bill is such that they're trying to get it passed so that the people can vote on whether they want this or not. So what I'm hoping is that everybody will realize we need to figure out, because I won't even say what I personally think, but I just think the research needs to be done. You know, yes, it's great, the idea of us getting money from everybody to help pay for our jail. I love that idea. It's great. What kind of impact is it going to have on the local residents as well? So all I want to know is, how's it going to affect property? Is it going to be better or is it going to be worse for our businesses? That's all that matters as far as we're concerned. And we don't know that yet. So we're neutral ground. I'm just waiting to see, one, if the bill passes. And if it does pass, then we need to step forward and do that research. And that'll probably be something the chamber will actively pursue just to see what's best for our community. And our businesses, the EDC, I'm sure is going to be very involved in this process as well to see what kind of impact it has on a much larger scale when you're talking about millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment that they may be purchasing and things of that nature. So those numbers we'll just have to put together and see. And whichever way is going to be best for our businesses, that's what we're going to focus on.
KSST News.